New data released by the FBI show an unprecedented spike in murders nationwide in 2020.
That's right. Homicides rose by almost 30% last year compared to 2019. That's the largest single-year increase ever recorded in the U.S. Although, worth noting, the murder rate is still lower in this country than it was in the 1990s.
NPR Justice correspondent Ryan Lucas joins us now. Ryan, tell us about this FBI crime data.
Well, the headline here is pretty sobering. The data show 21,570 murders in 2020. That's 4,900 more than in 2019. As you said at the top, that's almost a 30% year-on-year increase. Richard Rosenfeld is a criminologist at the University of Missouri-St. Louis. Here's what he had to say about that.
That's historically unprecedented. A percentage increase of that magnitude in a single year has simply never been recorded, to my knowledge. So that's very troubling.
Now, the spike in murders, of course, is bad, but there is good news here. Not all violent crime increased. Robberies, for example, were down. Property crimes, which accounts for most crime in the U.S., dropped by 8% in 2020. That continues a long-running downward trend. But that spike in murders, it's glaring, it's jarring, and it's, of course, a serious problem.
I think probably the question everyone has here is, why did this happen?
Well, it's difficult to attribute causality because often local factors drive crime, and we're talking about nationwide statistics here. But 2020 was unusual in that two things really did touch every community in the country, the pandemic and the civil unrest following the police killing of George Floyd. And those two things coincided with a dramatic increase in murders. Researchers say that certainly points to some sort of connection. But Rosenfeld said several things could have contributed to this. Economic hardship caused by COVID-19, police pulling back because of the pandemic, trust in the police cratering in many communities because of Floyd's killing. And also research shows that more people were carrying firearms in public. And the FBI data show a gun of some sort was used in around 77% of these murders, which is the highest number on record. So all of these things could have factored in, but their exact connection at this point is still unclear.
Now, you talk about the pandemic and the civil unrest being nationwide phenomenons. Was this spike in murders a nationwide thing as well, or was it just limited in scope?
Well, according to the FBI data, this was very much a nationwide thing. Murders were up in small towns and big cities and really everything in between. And that's a shift from what happened back in the late 1980s and early 1990s. Back then, big cities like New York and Los Angeles and Washington, D.C. were driving the national murder rate. In 2020, it really was happening everywhere. But look, the homicide rate and the overall crime rate, even with this spike, is still significantly lower than it was in those peaks in the 1990s.
Ryan, what about this year, though? Has the surge in murders continued into 2021?
We don't have FBI data for 2021 yet. We won't until next September. But Rosenfeld has compiled preliminary data from several dozen big cities. Here's what he said.
What we're beginning to see is that homicide increase that began last year, it has not disappeared, but it is or does appear to be subsiding.
He said the data show a 16% increase in murder in the first 6 months of 2021. That, of course, is not great, but it is a rate that's less than the 30% that we saw in 2020. And that, Rosenfeld said, is at least a small cause for optimism.
All right, at least there is some optimism.